Danny West of HogSports.com. Danny, we're going to, the beginning of the segment, we're going to blame on Tommy Smith since he stepped into the studio and disrupted the gentlemen back there, Matt and Joe, trying to actually work right now.
Yeah, put it all on Tommy.
So that's what we're doing. We're putting it all on Tommy because he loves recruiting so much that he wanted to just try and derail this part of our broadcast today.
I bet.
Well, some let's see, let's go back first to this past Friday, and let's start at the catfish hole. And obviously when players come in to the University of Arkansas on a recruiting trip, that's where it starts pretty much.
Yeah, it does. You know, that's their first real taste of Arkansas fans' passion for the program and for football in general. And it was another successful night at the catfish hole. Kids seemed to really enjoy it. You know, you had a lot of kids out of Florida come up this weekend. They've never seen anything like that. So even Joshua Liddell, you know, an Arkansas kid who's always heard about the catfish hole, I think it caught him off guard a little bit, he and his family. But they had a good time out there. And, you know, I think sometimes we put too much stock into the catfish hole, but you do have to put some into it. Because, you know, like you said, that's one of the first things you see when you get to Arkansas and they take you out there and you've got all these people, you know, sitting around calling the Hogs and whatnot. So it's always a good deal for them.
And Danny, so three guys gave a verbal commitment on Monday. Is that correct? Can you tell us a little bit about those three?
Yeah, it's been a busy last few days. They've actually had five commitments between Saturday and yesterday, or last night, I should say. I'll just go right through them. Joshua Liddell on Saturday got it all kicked off. Safety out of Dollarway, 6 foot, 198. Good-looking kid. I think he's got a chance to play quite a bit for Arkansas up here. And then on Sunday, you got four in a row out of South Florida. It started with Randy Ramsey on Sunday, a linebacker, 6'4", 210. He came up here, I think we had him listed at 6'3", 205, something like that. So I was expecting a guy probably 6'1 and a half, 195. But this kid is every bit of 6'4 and 210. They think they can get him up in the 235 range by August. So, and on the hoof, he looks like a guy who can carry that weight. So very good-looking prospect there.
What's his speed? Do we have a registered 40 time on him?
He's a mid 4.5 guy.
Okay, good.
And then yesterday, of course, as you said, they got three more out of South Florida. Yesterday morning, Kendrick Edwards, a big wide receiver, 6'5", 200, out of Norland High School. You know, a guy with some pretty good offers. He was scheduled to go to Louisville next weekend. Arkansas wanted to nip that in the bud. You don't want him going out there to Bobby Petrino and Eric McGee and hearing about how much they're going to be throwing the football. So Arkansas was fortunate to get him on board yesterday morning. And then yesterday afternoon, they picked up another one, Cornelius Floyd. He's probably my favorite guy out of this group this weekend. 6'1", 170, out of Gulliver Prep High School in Miami. Typical Florida defensive back. He's got length. He's got speed. But the one thing that jumps out at me about Floyd is how he comes up and tackles. You know, I think Arkansas has missed that the last few years. You think back at, you know, on how many outside runs you'd have cornerbacks just flying and diving and flopping all over the place. Cornelius is a guy, he'll come up and hit you and wrap you up. So I like him quite a bit. And then last night they picked up one more defensive end, Anthony Brown, 6'3", 235. Out of Killian High School. He had offers from Michigan State and Mississippi State. He actually visited Mississippi State last weekend. Ultimately, he had an in-home visit with Brett Bielema last night and decided to jump on board. So it's been busy.
And you said you liked Floyd the best, and I would agree. I hadn't seen him play, but as far as what we need, D-backs is right up there, linebackers as well. But so – two D-backs. Is Floyd a corner and Liddell's a safety?
You got it. Yeah, Floyd is a corner. Like I said, he had some pretty good offers too, Matt. Oklahoma, NC State, West Virginia, a whole bunch of other ones like that. You know, he's got those high hips, very fluid athlete. So if I had to pick one right now of that group that just committed that will come in here and play next year, I would probably go with Cornelius. And then You never know with Liddell. You know, he's got the size, as I said, 198. That's a pretty big safety already. He's only going to get bigger and stronger, but you know, you never know how they're going to translate to SEC football. But if I had to bet, I would think Josh was going to do pretty well.
Danny, talk about the way Arkansas has been able to go into the state of Florida and get some of these recruits. I think I saw something the other day where they have gotten, what, let's see, 7 players out of Miami in the past 2 signing classes that since Coach Bielema has been here. And that's if all of these do go ahead and sign Wednesday on that line. And in the previous, what, 6 years, they only had 9 players out of Florida?
But here's the stat. I looked it up again last night, and in the 7 years prior to Brett Bielema arriving here, Arkansas had 9 commitments out of Florida. In the last 365 days, up until yesterday, they've had 9 commitments out of Florida. So he's already matched that number in 1 year. And, you know, you think back to his very first press conference here, he said he's going to recruit the state of Florida, especially the, and as he calls it, the state of South Florida, the state of Miami. And he's done that. You know, I don't know how they're able to do it, you know, it's good news for Arkansas. There's a lot of talent down there to be had, and he's going in there and getting them. I thought when Charlie Partridge left that it might set them back a little bit, but now you see Randy Shannon stepping up and all of the kids he's been targeting over the last 12 months. Now they're coming in for visits, and they've got Arkansas. Either they've committed or they've got Arkansas in their top 2 or 3. So he's kind of kept the ball rolling a little bit, and they're doing a good job down there.
And Danny, yesterday we had a caller call in about quarterback Jacob Coker, who was from Florida State. He's transferring to Alabama, and apparently, I think it said he's a redshirt sophomore, but he's on pace to graduate, so he can play right away. Can you kind of go over some of the rules on when a kid transfers? Is that one of the only ways he can play right away?
Yeah, I think if it's a family or a personal issue, then you've got a route to take there. But man, he must be a pretty sharp kid to be graduating this early. But I don't know all the specifics as to how that works, but I think if you've already graduated, you know, you're undergraduate, then you can move right along and not have to sit out for the next year.
And is the rule, because I think Russell Wilson, when he did NC State to Wisconsin, because he graduated, one of the things, loopholes, was if there's a course, a major, it would be your master's or whatever it is for that university offers that your university does not offer?
Yep, you're exactly right. I'd forgotten about that rule, but that is in place. And I think, thinking back on it, I'm not 100% sure, but I think Brandon Mitchell's situation had something to do with that. I'm not, don't quote me on that, but I think there was something to that as well.
Danny, when you look at Arkansas and where they go after getting these commitments, and I know they lost a player too, yesterday, I believe it was yesterday.
Yes.
But where are they in respect to next Wednesday being National Signing Day as opposed to where they want to be? Are they close?
Yeah, they're close. I'll just break it down here. They've got, 23 commitments publicly right now. Now, a couple more of those guys, you saw one fall off the list last night, Torrence Mosley. That was a mutual parting of ways, kind of like what we saw with Ravion Pierce last week. So not a huge surprise there, not a huge loss, if you want to say it that way. You've got a few more guys on the current list that you know, you may take that route with if they're close on their grades. The thing is, guys, with the scholarship restrictions at 25 now, you can't afford to take too many risks. So you've got to, when you've got a kid ready to sign, you got to make sure he's actually going to make it to campus. So we're seeing that more and more these days. But as far as what they've got left, I would say there's probably 6-7 spots left actually, and they're going to sign probably 26 in this class. You've still got some big time guys out there. You've got JoJo Robinson, a wide receiver, Frank Ragnow, who's deciding this Friday, a big offensive lineman, Andrew Mike, another offensive lineman from Arizona. Solomon Thomas, who was up here this past weekend, one of the top players in the country, he will announce on signing day at around 9 a.m. If you ask me right now, I would say Arkansas is probably going to get him. But, you know, things have a funny way of changing down the stretch, and you just hope it doesn't change. But right now things look good there. And then they've got a couple more guys, linebacker Sharif Raheed, defensive end Demetrius Jackson, Lamont Simmons, the defensive back. So the picture is pretty clear right now as to who their last few targets are. Now it's just a matter of seeing who they come up with.
When you look at National Signing Day and those that want to wait, have they kind of tipped their hand a little bit to the coach, or do they really not know?
On some of them, I'm sure they probably know, but most of the kids nowadays, Trey, whether it's the night before or 3 days before or a week before signing day, a lot of kids will have the courtesy of going ahead and telling the coaches, you know, so they can move on to their next prospect as well, because you don't want to put anybody in a bad spot. So the kids are normally pretty good about that sort of thing.
And is there any more dead periods, like, or is there's open communication from here until signing day?
Well, it's going to go dead next week. I want to say the final 2 days before signing day, I think it goes dead. They may have changed that. I'm going to have to look. I haven't looked at the rules in a while, but I think they can still have contact up until like 48 hours before. It's kind of a weird situation. It's always changing, but I will check into that and get you a better answer.
Well, okay, so could the player call the coach then?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's just the coaches cannot call the player.
You got it.
Danny, who do you think are going to be some of the guys in this class right now that Arkansas fans will be looking for to have a big impact next year? Because obviously we know that after going 0-8 in the SEC, you
right.
have to get players in. Are there some in this class that will be able to have that type of impact next year? And I don't want to put a lot of pressure on them because
sure.
these are 18-, 19-year-old kids. But Arkansas fans are wanting to win now.
Yeah, absolutely. But when I think about it, you've got to look at positions that they really, really need help at. And one of the first that on offense would be wide receiver. You know, Kendrick Edwards, just because he's 6'5", 200, I think that kind of sets him apart as maybe a guy you can come in, even if it's only, you know, red zone situations or whatnot, short yardage where you just have to throw it up to him. Maybe his size gives him an upper hand there. Cody Hollister, kind of the same cut there, 6'4", 205, a bigger guy like that. If they can get a JoJo Robinson, and we've talked about this several times on the show, they need that speed guy, that really quick guy that you can dump it out to in the flats, just watch him run. They don't have that right now. JoJo is that type of player. So if they got him, he would be one. Defensively, Solomon Thomas, you know, defensive end is a position they're pretty, I hate to say they're doing great at. They went 3-9 this year, but if there's one position that they're decent at, it would be defensive end. But Solomon he's good enough, he could come in and play right away. Bijan Jackson, obviously a defensive tackle, he's going to have to come in and play, I think. And then in the back seven, you look at a linebacker. I think if they can get Randy Ramsey ready, you know, as I said, they want him at about 230, 235 this fall. He's probably a guy that can help them. You're still waiting on answers from Sharif Raheed and Kenny Young at linebacker. I think those two guys obviously could come in and help as well. But and then in the back end, they're going to need one of those safeties, Santos Ramirez or Joshua Liddell from Dollar Way. And then cornerback is obviously a big concern. I like Cornelius Floyd. I think he can come in and help. Christopher Murphy is going through spring ball, so I think he's a guy that can probably do it. So they may have to count on quite a few guys.
Yeah, and I was going to get your overall thoughts on the speed of this class, because we have 23 commitments. What is your thought so far, I guess, with their overall speed? And take out the offensive linemen. But, you know, our weakness is cornerback, safety, linebacker, receiver. Any speed there? And then also, is it Duop, the kid that was committed to Georgia Tech –
Yeah.
And then he redshirted. Did he play safety at all in high school, or does he have that makeup because he was an option quarterback? That
right.
if he's fast enough, give him a look at safety if it looks like he's going to be third or fourth string on the quarterback depth chart.
Yeah, when Duwop signed last year, I had people in New Jersey telling me he'll probably play safety in college. Now, he's played very little of that in high school, but he has played some. So that would help him out in that regard. But Duwop's still a young guy. They're going to, you know, they're stacking up at quarterback right now with what they've already got on campus. And, you know, Rafe Peavy's obviously just enrolled, and they've got Ty Story headed up here after next year. So, I could see a move there, but it's not 100%. But Duwop's an athletic guy. I think he could probably handle it. As far as speed coming in with this class, Corey McBride is a wide receiver that we kind of forget about sometimes. He's 6'1", 180, 4'3 guy out of Louisiana. He's one of your fastest guys in this class. At linebacker, I would mention that. You've got a couple of safeties. They're both about 215 pounds. They're coming in. Those are fast linebackers. Now, can they carry more weight and keep that speed? We'll have to wait and see, but there is some speed there. And then at the back end, Cornelius Floyd, I keep bringing him up. He's a speedster. That guy can really go.
Well, what's your thought on recruiting safeties in high school that like to come up and tackle and putting 10, 15, 20 pounds on them if you are able to redshirt a guy and moving him to linebacker?
Yeah, we've seen it pay off a couple of times. You know, really out of the JUCO ranks. Think about Anthony Leon. Matt Hewitt was a good name back in the day. So it is possible, but we've also seen it fail quite a bit. You know, not everybody can make that move and put on that weight. And as I said, keep the speed. And then linebacker, as you know, Matt, it's a position of instincts. If you don't have the instincts to play it, then you're not. It doesn't matter how fast or strong you are. You just can't be a linebacker.
It's like rebounding, and you have right. to want to do it. It's a special type of person to play linebacker. You're exactly right.
You got it.
1-800-477-1037, 433-1037, the number to call to be a part of overtime today, and we'll have Danny here till the bottom of the hour, not much longer. If you have a question for him, you do have a time to get in right now. Danny, usually there are surprises on signing day. Can you sense any surprises that might be coming?
I do. I think a lot of people right now, Solomon Thomas is a guy that, if he commits to Arkansas, a lot of people across college football recruiting will be very surprised. I won't be. I think Arkansas has set itself up into a great position here to get him. You know, his family ties here. I think recruits would tell you they think he's coming. Players would tell you the same. So right now it sounds good. What you don't want to happen is this, and I hate to bring it up, Doriel Green Beckham type situation where everybody thinks he's coming and then on signing day he picks up a different hat. But right. There could be a couple of others that, you know, right now they don't want their names out there, but it should be exciting. Typical signing day surprises.
Now, Thomas, what hats will he have on the table?
Thomas will have Arkansas, Stanford, and UCLA.
And we do have a call. Is this for Danny? Okay, we have Glenn in Benton. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, Danny, one of the questions I wanted to ask is about are we looking at a good quarterback? Because the way I see it, all my friends at work, seems like on offense we're pretty good at on the O-line, running back. But our number one concern seems to be a quality quarterback as the receivers. I
want to
talk about that a little bit.
All right, thanks for the call.
I had a hard time hearing him, guys.
Quarterback.
We got 25 seconds.
Yeah, Rafe Peavy's the guy in this class, obviously one of the top guys in the country, and then you follow him up next year with Ty Story, again a top 10 quarterback, so things are going well at quarterback.
Danny, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again on Thursday as we get closer to National Signing Day next week.
Sounds good, buddy.